We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, finally, DraftKings released the slate. It's Friday. I'm talking at 4 p.m. Eastern. Unfortunately, it's just me. We don't have Ryan. We don't have Jordan. We don't have Jack, but I'm here. We're going to have an article up later today as well at rotowire.com/soccer. So let's get into this five-game slate. All right, here we go. Friday afternoon. You know, I was gonna crack open a beer here and do the show, but decided against it. So my mind has to be at 100% here. The slate just came out. Our cheat sheet just came out because that refreshes every hour. So we got a lot to talk about. There's five games going on. rotowire.com/soccer trial, 48-hour trial. Five games. Arsenal are the biggest favorite, slightly with the highest implied goal total, just above Tottenham. We're home against Wolverhampton. Newcastle, another home favorite. Home against Bournemouth. Aston Villa, a slight away favorite at Fulham. And then Nottingham Forest are actually favored against West Ham, which is slightly surprising here, but West Ham are struggling a bit. So, as you can see here, this cheat sheet just came out. So the prices aren't even in this cheat sheet. Let me refresh this. It just came out. I had to type in the ID code at the back end. But okay, we're not going to use the salary and positions on this cheat sheet. I have the slate up as well at DraftKings. So let's go through it here. Let me look at the lineups first a little bit. Tottenham, pretty healthy. I shouldn't say pretty healthy. Ben Davies expected to start left back. Emerson expected to start right back. This moves James Maddison should be 100% in your cash game lineups and maybe even every one of your lineups. With no Pedro Porro, this means James Maddison is going to be on probably all set pieces again, similar to his role at the beginning of the season. So I think that is some of the most relevant news we have. Wolverhampton, we could see Heechan back in the starting 11. Cunha went down with an injury last week, so Heechan starting again over Bellegarde there. Otherwise, no changes there. Nottingham Forest, pretty much no changes. West Ham, they're getting Mikel Antonio back. Doughty's going to start, but still an option. Newcastle, probably going to start Anthony Gordon in this false nine kind of role because Callum Wilson's down. He needs surgery on his pecs. Alex Isak, maybe the bench, but probably he's not going to be ready to start. No changes there. Bournemouth, no changes for Bournemouth. Fulham, they do get Alex Iwobi back, so that is just another winger to go in there. So Harry Wilson returned from the bench last week. Bobby Decordova-Reed is an option as well. So that just means some of these guys are more likely to sub off than they were 2 weeks ago. Something to keep in mind, maybe when playing Willian, maybe when playing Iwobi, or if Wilson or Decordova-Reed start. Even Pereira, maybe this isn't good news for Pereira because we've seen Alex Iwobi play as basically in more of the central role, kind of where Andreas usually plays. Aston Villa, so they lost Diego Carlos over the week, also lost Boubacar Kamara to probable torn ACL, so he's out for about 6 months. So either we're going to get John McGinn moving into this more central role, defensive role, or we're going to get, we got it, I think, a couple times last season, this Tim Aro, I got to click into a profile here to try and pronounce this. Iroegbunam is an option. Unai Emery mentioned him, so I don't know how much this means for DFS, but he's probably like 3K or something like that. So something to keep an eye on, because that would probably affect if you have any interest in playing McGinn, maybe Tielemans kind of a thing. If Tim is in, then McGinn is going to be in a more attacking role than the central role. Kind of, it's going to be McGinn, Luis in that central role where Kamara usually plays. So something to keep an eye on with the Aston Villa lineup. May change your mind in terms of who you're actually looking to play. It kind of has me leaning a little more towards Fulham, just because Kamara is basically their only true defensive midfielder available. And now they're also down to their basically final two center backs. Pau Torres has been hurt for about the last month. Longley has been in there. And I guess their other center back option is Callum Chambers. No changes for Burnley. Arsenal, we didn't really get a full update on if Gabriel Jesus is going to be available, or really Zinchenko or anyone else, but this is pretty much the same lineup that they had in their 6-0 win against West Ham. So figure no changes there. So let's get into DraftKings and see what we're going to do here. And I guess the big thing here is we have 11.7K Bukayo Saka. I was trying to figure out why his price is just got a little crazy, but I mean, it's been high for a while. It's now kind of reaching the Messi, Mbappe levels here. And I think it's sort of related to the last couple away matches, you know, 14 shots, 7 chances created in those last 2 matches away from home. Maybe it's some of that, but at 11.7K, he is 2.2K more than anyone else on the slate. Yes, that is correct. 2.2K more than anyone else on the slate. The next highest player is Reece Nelson, which is kind of funny in itself there. I mean, just in terms of Arsenal players, they're also way down there. Odegaard is down there. Martinelli is down there. Trossard is down there. I guess I'll talk about Saka here just because at 11.7K, he will be a talking point. I'll say for me personally, I'm not going to go there because there's so many options on this slate, even in cash games. Sure, go with him in tournaments, but even in cash games, putting him into your lineup is, instead of maybe punting one spot, you're punting 2 spots or maybe even going to 3 spots. I mean, depending if you're going to play like a guy like Trippier kind of thing. I do think Madison is the lock. You need Madison in your lineup, definitely in cash games at 8K. If you don't play him, I think it's just a mistake there. But Saka, I think there are just other options that you can make a reasonable lineup. It's a more balanced lineup. With Saka, it's like a stars and scrubs kind of lineup, which I don't really think you need. I mean, if you look through Saka's game logs, okay, he has the 40-pointer, he has that 30-pointer, but really it's just like a lot of solid results. It's a lot of, okay, 15 to 20 points kind of thing. And really, if you're getting 20 points from Saka, I mean, specifically for tournaments here, if you're getting 20 points from Saka at 11.7K, that's not really worth it because you're going to be able to find 20 plus points from all of the guys that are cheaper than him. I mean, look at the implied goal total, 2.18 implied goal total for Arsenal, which is the same as Tottenham. You can get Richarlison here. Richarlison can easily score a brace here, home against Wolverhampton, or really any of these Tottenham guys. The problem with Tottenham is that they have, instead of, you know, 4 available players to play in the front 4, they got 6 guys. So in this lineup, Son, Madison, Brendan Johnson, Richarlison, we got Kulishevsky coming off the bench. We got Timo Werner off the bench. And I think we saw it last week, maybe the last couple weeks. Postecoglou is fine with subbing players off at halftime. So, you know, if Tottenham are losing or if it's 0-0 at halftime, Postecoglou is not going to be afraid to be like, okay, Brandon Johnson, you're out after 45. Or maybe even Richarlison, move Son into a more central role. Richarlison, even though you're in crazy form right now, you're off at 45. So something to think about with this Tottenham, guys. But just in terms of Saka, I think that at least in cash games, like you have, there are other routes that you can go to. There are so many players that are reasonable plays on the slate. And I mean, we're just looking at implied goal totals. So the 5 favorites are all 1.5 or higher, are all within 0.7 implied goal totals within each other. So that's Nottingham Forest up to Arsenal. So you got, there's just a lot of options in terms of implied goal totals. And then even looking at the implied goal totals for the entire games, the lowest one is 2.87. There are 3 games of at least three, and then I guess technically four games of at least 2.98 implied goals. So there's expected to be goals. So why are we paying up for Saka when, you know, his most likely range is probably, okay, if he gets on the score sheet for goal or assist, we're probably looking at 20. 22, 24 points. Is that going to be enough? We'll find out. But I think there's other options you can play. So as we look down the forward list, I'll try and bounce back and forth a little bit between cash and tournaments here. But just looking down the list, it's not as easy at forward. If you're not playing Saka, it's not as easy to fill in a spot here with a forward. But there are options. So first one, I think, would be Morgan Gibbs-White. Home against West Ham, two teams that don't like to possess the ball. So you figure that the corners will be there for Morgan Gibbs-White. You look at his recent game log, and it's like, okay, it's whatever, but okay. At Bournemouth, home against Newcastle, home against Arsenal, home against Manchester United. There hasn't really been a great matchup in a while. The last time they were at West Ham, that game was 3-2, but he had a floor of 15 points in that one. We know that Gibbs-White has shown a pretty high floor. Now, 7,700 isn't the most expensive, but I think he can get you. We can get the 10 to 15 point floor here. It's a decent enough spot for Morgan Gibbs-White. And he would be an option if you don't want to go to Saka. And just looking at it, okay, Morgan Gibbs-White, 12, 14 points for Morgan Gibbs-White at 7,700. 4K more, you're getting, let's say it's 22 points from Saka. Is that extra 10 points worth the 4K, depending how the rest of your lineup's going to be built out? That's going to depend on, you're going to be deciding between 7K guys or 3K guys, basically. So is your 7K guy going to be worth it? And I think when we get there, I think it is going to be worth it, I think is what we're going to find out. Scrolling down the forward list here, there's just a lot of, you know, sub, I don't know, 7.5K guys that are playable. Martinelli's 7.9K. I think he's fine, but if we're actually not getting set pieces from, it seems like, I guess I'll say, Declan Rice has been taking all of the, or at least most of the left-sided corners. Let me click into his profile here to show everyone, but he's been taking corners for like the last month, last four league matches. He took all the left-sided corners in that last one. He actually led the team in set pieces in the last game. Last two games, technically. So Declan Rice is suddenly an option here. So when you remove set pieces from Trossard, from Martinelli, that kind of removes them from cash games, I think, personally. Martinelli, I mean, he's going to have a floor from open play, but I'm just not sure it's enough when we already know that he's just a guy that doesn't really go full 90s too often, even if Trossard starts. But he is 7,900. So just a little above Morgan Gibbs-White. A couple more options. As we get down, okay, Alanga, Anthony Gordon, you know, playing in that, maybe not as many peripheral stats if he's going to be playing more centrally. So something to worry about there. Willian, always an option, 7,100. He's a little more expensive than Andreas, but 7,100, definitely in play. Again, I would mention just a deeper bench. Maybe Iwobi doesn't start. Iwobi is an option to come on for Willian. Just something to worry about. You can look at Willian's profile. It seems like he's pretty set to go 80 plus minutes, but with everyone healthy, maybe that's no longer the case. Just something to think about. Who else do we got? Hudson-Odoi is down here. I mean, just for cash games, there's not really. I guess I'll point out here. So in my dummy lineup, Jared Bowen is 6,500. Jared Bowen is just one of those guys who he's been kind of in the range all season in the 7K, 8K range of, do I really want to play Jared Bowen at this price? You know, we can look at his game log. He really hasn't done too much lately. Again, some of this is matchups. Some of this is just West Ham are struggling because, again, their long creative piece is kind of kudos in there. They really haven't shown a ton without Paqueta in the starting 11, but we know what Bowen can do. If West Ham are going to score, if they're going to get opportunities, which they probably should against Nottingham Forest, Bowen will probably be involved. And then you throw in, okay, if it Mikel Antonio's coming off the bench, that's going to allow Bowen to move to the wing as well. But he's only 6,500, so I think he actually comes into, even without set pieces, he comes into a range of playing. Because, I mean, we've seen, let me just go through his pricing. Like the last time he was sub 7K was December. He's basically been, I think this is the cheapest he's been all season for Jared Bowen. So that's just why I think he comes into our range of possibilities here. He's only 6,500 going against Nottingham Forest. I know West Ham have been playing pretty poorly, but I think he's a possibility. Rodrigo Muniz, he won a bunch of people some tournaments last week with a brace. He's 6,300. Awobi, 6K. Is he going to be ready for 90 coming off AFCON? Probably not. And he got all these other guys who okay plays for GPPs, not really looking to them in tournament or in cash games. Iwani, if you want to scroll down, 5,400, not really much of a floor there. Clivert has a chance to start for 5K for Bournemouth. And that's kind of what we're looking at. I don't think there's too much below that unless you go to the Burnley guys who are home against Arsenal. Maybe you can find the one-off, you know, sub 4K Burnley goal if you think they're going to get a goal off the counter kind of thing. Odo Bear and M. Downey are down here. Fofana is somewhere as well. Fofana, 3,800. So if you want to get a random Burnley goal, that's in play. But overall for cash games, there's not a ton outside of Saka, but I think you have guys that are playable, who are playable, like Gibbs White, like your Bowens, even like a Willian, to where you don't need, I don't know if it's going to be worth it to play Saka because there are a bunch of midfielders that are intriguing. So let's get into midfield. So we have the Arsenal guys, Odegaard's 8,200, Trossard's 7,600. Those are fine plays. You can reasonably lock those guys in. I guess I shouldn't say lock, but either way, James Maddison, 8K. So as I said, plugging him in. James Ward-Prowse, 7,100. I love Ward-Prowse's result against Arsenal, 1.2 points, because most of his fantasy stats basically come from set pieces. Against Nottingham Forest, set pieces are going to be on the table. We look at the last time. It must have been one of the last times that JWP smashed was this Nottingham Forest matchup. He had 13 crosses, bunch of set pieces, a couple assists, 33 points. That's in play. When West Ham play another team that struggled to possess the ball, that's kind of the opportunities when you want to play to Ward-Prowse. Can you trust him? Probably not. One of the hardest players to trust in DFS, at least in his current role with this West Ham team. But again, he's better than would you rather spend your money on like a 7K midfielders, or would you rather find some 3K midfielder, 3K defender kind of thing and play Saka and forward? Maybe. There's a few other options here. I mentioned Declan Rice at 6,400. Surprising to say, but I think he's actually in range here. He had the goal and 2 assists. Okay, that's boosting his price a little bit. But, I mean, if you look at even at Nottingham Forest, he was 7,200. Now he's at Burnley and he's 6,400. And this is since then we've realized that he's actually taking half the corners for Arsenal. I think that's pretty relevant. 6,400, if we're giving him half the corners, I know he doesn't have the upside as some of these other guys, but he is a little cheaper. I think he actually is in play for cash games. And I mean, as seen in that last game with the goal and 2 assists, he's of course in play for tournaments. I'm not sure how popular he's going to be. Pedro Neto is 7,300. I think that's a great play because Tottenham aren't a team that are going to limit a team's corners. They're not a team that's going to be like, okay, they're not like an Arsenal-like team that they're going to have 70% possession and they're not going to allow Wolverhampton to do what they want to do. The corners will be available to Pedro Neto. And I think that is worth a look at 7,300. I'm looking here. I guess I'm just looking at this for the first time. So Sarabi is actually 7K. I guess all of actually, I guess we could consider doubling up here with Pedro Neto and Sarabia. So maybe Sarabia is actually the play because we don't have Cunha. So that actually is more of a reason why Sarabia could go a full 90. And he is taking more of the set pieces. Pedro Neto seemingly crossing a little more from open play. But look at the game logs here. 90 minutes against Brentford, 72. Now we don't have Cunha, but we have Hwang back. So I do think that I think I played both of those Wolverhampton guys last week. Can't remember exactly, but 7K for Sarabia, 7.3K for Pedro Neto. I would say I give the nod to Sarabia just because he's also on PKs and he's 300 cheaper. But I think you probably want to play one of those guys. Again, from what I was saying with Tottenham, they also, so they don't have their starting fullbacks. I don't think it's the worst idea to play one of those Wolverhampton set piece takers, even though they're an underdog here against a Tottenham team that are, that have played well this season. So I think you can actually look at, you could even look at both those guys if you have money. What's your lineup going to look like if you're playing Sarabia, Neto, and Madison? I think it could look pretty good. It could look pretty good. Maybe that game is 3-2. I mean, it's a tournament lineup. Just get all the set piece takers. Just you know, having a cash game lookalike lineup that wins a bunch of tournaments, and there's 5+ goals in the Tottenham Wolverhampton game, which seems possible. Not a terrible idea. As I mentioned in Huang, he chan a bunch. He's 5,400. I think he, from what Gary O'Neill said, it seems like he's kind of on 100%. Missed out last week because of a calf issue / he was at the Asian Cup, but I think he's close to ready. So he chan is, you know, one of those guys who is pretty good tournament look. Not sure how popular he'll be at 5,400. He's always like a boomer bust player, but something to consider there. Scrolling down a little bit here. Who have I not mentioned? Douglas Luiz is 7,500. McGinn is 6,600. Again, I'd watch the Aston Villa lineup, how they look. Kudus, 6,700. Kind of like Kudus in the spot. 6,700, pretty good spot for West Ham. He's been getting the ball a ton. He's been their main creative force without Paquita. So I kind of like that a little bit. And then you look at, okay, Nuno Tavares and Nico Williams on the wings for Nottingham Forest. I think Kudus would have an edge, at least over Nico Williams there. So something to look at there. At least for tournaments, Pereira, Andreas, 6,500. So he's $600 cheaper than Willian. Where else are we going? If Kulishevsky starts, again, all these Tottenham guys are reasonable tournament routes. Ooh, here we go. We got Harvey Barnes is at 5,900. This is a perfect tournament option. So he's played two games since coming back from his injury. He was out, 3 months or so? And Newcastle don't really have anyone else available up front. We could, if Isak is available off the bench, I just don't think he's ready for more than 20. I don't think we're going to get Jacob Murphy. He hasn't trained all week. Basically, the other options are Livermento, Lewis Hall. Is Matt Ritchie on that list as well? I think he's healthy. So there's just not a ton of options, but you got to think Ryan Belongi is going to be playing his guy Harvey Barnes here at 5,900, home against Bournemouth. It's a great price. Almiron's right below him at 5,700. I haven't been too impressed with Bournemouth lately. They've struggled a little bit. They lost that game against Fulham. We're just outplayed a little bit. Now you're at Newcastle here, pretty tough spot. I think this is a good spot for at least tournaments. These cheaper Newcastle guys, you figure Gordon will probably get more looks. People will be like, oh, Gordon's in the number nine role as more of the central striker. He's more likely to score. That's also possibly when Barnes or Almiron get the brace, get the goal and assist kind of thing. Or as we saw recently, Bruno Guimarães gets the brace. Where is he at? He's like 6,900. Yeah, go for it. Play Bruno G for 6,900. Well, when Harvey Barnes is 5,900. Sounds like a fun strategy. Tom Kearney is a guy I always like to play when he is sub 5K, and he's in the range here at 5,100. But he has been rotating a bit with Harrison Reed lately. So prior, he was going full 90s. So I don't like him as much as I did, but still an option. And he still maybe will take a rare set piece or two. Maybe we'll find him forward kind of a thing. All these Bournemouth guys are down here. You can go with Bournemouth. If you don't trust Newcastle, and recently Dan Byrne has been getting smoked. So what is this? Tavernier probably going to be on the right side. Where is he at? 6,800, kind of pricey, but If you got a forward going against Dan Byrne, seems like a pretty good option at this point, given the struggles that Dan Byrne's having. Feels like he's been at he's been at fault for a couple allowed goals for Newcastle in recent games, and opposing teams haven't been attacking him. There's a lot of good tournament routes cheaper here. Just because of the high implied goal totals, it just means that there's pretty decent spots for a lot of these guys. So you can find pretty decent tournament plays, you know, across the formats here. Maybe not cash plays, but still, like, I think, you know, João Paulinho, while he's always in play for a yellow card, 4,500 isn't terrible. Like, if you want to spend up for Saka, Paulinho at 4,500 isn't terrible. Who was I looking at? If Basuma starts, I think he's down here. Basuma is 3,400. Mario Lamina, people were playing him at 5K. Now he's at 3.5K. So I think if you play Saka, you can still go down to these guys and it'll be like, okay, let's try and get 6 to 8 points from Paulinho. Let's try and get 6 to 8 points from Basuma or Lamina. And really, if you're getting, maybe you're getting the 30-point game from Saka and all you need is, okay, let's get 8 points from Mario Lamina or whatever it is. Maybe that's going to be enough in cash games. So while I said personally, I'm probably going to look elsewhere other than paying up on Bukayo Saka, there are options in the midfield. There are cheaper options that you can play that will allow you to play Saka. Otherwise, great tournament routes. We have maybe not Yuri Tielemans, but Jacob Ramsey, always a popular tournament route, at least on the show. Went 90, took 5 shots against Manchester United last week. Figure he's more likely to go 90 again just because of, we look at this lineup here. You know, if Tim I starts, then that's going to change some things up. But otherwise, coming off the bench, it'd be Moussa Diaby and Zaniolo. We'd probably be looking at maybe Bailey subs off, maybe Tielemans subs off. I would probably be looking at the subs. I know Ramsey is an option to come off as well, but maybe not as likely as he was before just because they're down another midfielder. And if you can get 90 minutes from Jacob Ramsey, goals, we know he can score goals. He's 4,600 against, you know, a Fulham defense that hasn't been great. So definitely a tournament option. Just looking at Aston Villa, 1.61 implied goal total. So that's pretty good look there. As we go down, Bettencourt. You know, the problem with these Tottenham midfielders, now that we have everyone available, is all of them can sub off for each other. So maybe Basuma starts, Sarr, Bettencourt, Højbjerg. I think I just saw a stat that Højbjerg has actually played, has appeared in the most matches for Tottenham this season, or the second most matches for Tottenham this season. A lot of those coming off the bench, but that just shows like he's going to come on for someone. So if you do look at playing the Basumas, the Sars, the Bettencourts, just be wary that it's in play that those guys are getting 60 minutes is a real possibility. Ryan Christie down here at 3,800. For the Suchek players, he's 3,700. And again, this is, you know, why can't Suchek float around in the top of the box against his Nottingham Forest team? If you play Ward-Prowse, play Suchek, get the set piece gold Suchek, or if you want to play one of the center backs, go for it. These West Ham guys just seem a little underpriced despite, okay, I realize they're underdogs, but you know, this is Nottingham Forest. So maybe Nottingham Forest are going to win 3-0 and, you know, West Ham are going to take 2 shots. I just don't think that's going to happen. Ryan Yates is down here. You know, I'm just looking at the bottom of the barrel just in case you play Saka or I don't know, even need someone else, but really you shouldn't have to go this far because you're already playing Madison, probably going to play one of those Wolves guys. You got these other people available. So you really shouldn't have to go this far, but just in case you play Saka, maybe you got to go here for some reason. Defense. All right. So Trippier, I guess, can you play Saka and Trippier together? It'll be tough too. But you can, again, you can punt in multiple spots. Question is, we came to this question, I don't know how long ago it was. It was a recent slate when I was like, okay, maybe we should fade Trippier. And then I think he had, I don't know what game it was, but maybe it couldn't have been the Luton Town match. Couldn't have been we were fading Trippier at 8K home against Luton Town. Maybe it was at Aston Villa that we were fading him, something like that. 7.3K, I just don't think you can do it. Just always in range for 10 plus crosses, always in range for an assist. can't get away from it. I'll probably play him in all tournament lineups, definitely in cash lineups. So definitely the locks for cash games. You're going to want to play Madison and Trippier and kind of go from there. You're going to play Saka. You want to play Gibbs White. You want to play one of the Wolves guys, both the Wolves guys, that kind of thing. You want to play one of the Fulham guys. I'm scrolling down the defender list. Anthony Robinson, always good for 8 or so points. We're now back to not avoiding Aston Villa left backs because Alex Moreno and Luka Dina are both healthy. That means it's in range for 45 minutes for either of them, probably 70 minutes for the starter, no matter what. So probably don't want to go there. Nico Williams, speaking of, you know, I've been talking a lot about West Ham guys. Nico Williams, 4,800. We don't have Montiel in the lineup for Nottingham Forest. So Nico Williams is actually in play to go 90, depending how this game goes. Again, decent spot for him. Ben Johnson, we'll see what this West Ham lineup looks like. The return of Mikel Antonio kind of removes Ben Johnson a little bit, but Ben Johnson's 4,300. Let me click into his game log here. But as you can see, he's been playing an attacking role in the last couple matches, basically playing the opposite wing of Kudus. So clearly he's not touching the ball much. But the fact that he's gone full 90s in his last four starts, no matter his position, I realized some of those starts were, you know, at right back when Soufal was suspended or injured or that kind of thing. But 4,300 for Ben Johnson against Nottingham Forest, four shots in his couple starts, few crosses there. Maybe 90 minutes is possible, even if Antonio's on the bench. It's not the worst idea. It's not terrible. Ben White, 4,400. Okay. Now we're getting down to Soufal is 3,900. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can go. No one really stands out. So you got Trippier and then just kind of a bunch of guys that seem like decent plays. And, you know, maybe just correlate them with the rest of your lineup. Nuno Tavares, he's gone 90 and 3 straight. Harry Toffolo coming off the bench, but why not play Nuno Tavares at 3,500 here? He's been getting, you know, 6 points. Now it's a decent spot as a favorite against West Ham. There's a lot of ways to go. You know, I could just read off a bunch of these. I don't know. Ben Davies is 2,900. Emerson is 4,200. You know, Ben Davies, sure, he's a center back, but if he's starting at left back, let me click into Ben Davies here. I think Ben Davies is an option for really, even if you play Saka, if you don't play Saka, if Kirkesh starts for Bournemouth, he's now down to 2,500. You know, maybe he's not going to go 90, but he's attacking fullback for 2,500. Not terrible. I don't want to talk about Burnley fullbacks. Okay, I think that's what we got here. Just scrolling down the list. That's kind of what we got. Kurt Zouma, if he starts. Mavropanos, 2,800. This West Ham center backs are kind of cheap. Pau Torres kind of cheap. Van de Ven kind of cheap. You know, there's a lot of ways to go here. What am I looking at? Ben Davies. So Ben Davies, let's pull up, see what he's done at left back. One start of the season, went 45 minutes. Not great. Not great. You know, Ben Davies' floor isn't the worst, is just what I'll say. Last season at left back, okay. Not great. Nothing, but again, fullback for Tottenham, basically the Udogie spot. Udogie always found himself in attacking spots. 2,900, not terrible. For goalkeeper, what do you want to do? So all these games have high implied goal totals. Do you want to play Raya? Sure. If you have the money, play David Raya for 5,900. 46% clean sheet isn't that high, and Arsenal are away from home, and Burnley have shown they can score, and Arsenal have shown that they can make a mistake and allow a goal to anyone. Otherwise, I mean, we're looking, everyone else is below 30%. So I think you either have the money to play Raya at 5,900, or you just go kind of sub 4K or sub 4,500. No one really stands out. I'm probably just going to do Trafford and hope it's not 6-0 home loss. You know, hope for 3, 4, 5 saves from Trafford. Hopefully he only allows 2 or 3 goals, and that's fine. 3,700, that's okay, because, you know, none of these teams are projected to get a clean sheet. None of these teams are favored to get a clean sheet. So why am I going to try and spend money when I can spend money on a different player, on a field player who's going to have actual floor, that kind of thing. So I think that's what I got. I've been talking for 33 minutes here. But whew, so yeah, this is a 5-game slate for slate just came out. Hopefully, looks like we got the salaries in here now and positions and all that in the cheat sheet. rotowire.com/soccer trial. We're going to have an article. We're probably going to edit that article as soon as I'm done here. But yeah, I think that's all I got. I guess I'll run through some tournament ideas before I head out here. So who's going to be the go-to spots? I don't know. This is a tough one. Just in terms of who's going to be most popular. I don't know if it matters who is going to be most popular. I think I think we saw it on recent slates. If you just back two sides and hope those sides are the ones that score 3-4 goals, you know, maybe Arsenal score 3 goals, but maybe those goals are spread around. Maybe those goals are, what's Havertz at these days? Havertz is 6,400. You know, maybe it was last game we got 2 center back goals coming from Arsenal. You know, maybe Arsenal get 3 goals, but Saka only has 1 assist, and it's Martinelli, it's Trossard, it's Odegaard with the goals, whoever. I think it's pretty easy to fade Arsenal because we have so many other options. I kind of like Fulham because of the defensive injuries for Aston Villa. I think there's a lot of ways you can go there. Right, maybe not a lot of ways. They're not the best DFS team to play. But again, Rodrigo Muniz, 3 goals the last 2 matches, something to consider. Really, any of these guys are an option. Again, minutes are slightly worrisome. But and the opposite side of that, Aston Villa players are in play. Tottenham, I don't know how popular they'll be because of the Arsenal guys, but they are at home. Honestly, it's just things we can't project here. How popular is Richarlison going to be? I don't know. Just look at his numbers here. He's scoring almost every game. He's getting about 4 shots in every game, getting a shot on target, just assisting shots, creating chances. Like he had a floor home against Brighton. He had 9.3 floor. Home against Wolves, 9,200. I don't know. Does anyone have a guess? 9,200 for Richarlison. Son is sitting there at 9K, probably going to be back in the starting 11. Kulishevsky, 6,200. Some of those guys probably aren't going to be popular, but I'll say 30% for Richarlison in the main contest. And KOTP, I don't know, 20%. I don't know. This is just tough. There's so many ways to go. We got Arsenal, who you don't have to play, but they are the biggest favorite. Same implied goal total. It is tough. Maybe your Richarlison will be maybe more than 30%. But otherwise, I just think there's a lot of ways you can go. You could even get, I mentioned it earlier, go both sides of that Tottenham Wolverhampton game. Go both sides of the Nottingham Forest West Ham game. We've seen goals happen in recently. We just had a record for the most goals in a game week. So I think there can be goals in a lot of these games. Find the game that's going to have goals. Like I mentioned Iwani earlier. How popular is Iwani going to be? He's going to be one of those, 10% forwards, maybe even less than that. I don't know. Nottingham Forest, home favorite. Let me look at his goal odds here. Like Taiwo's the guy who has brace upside. He's only 5,400. Is he going to be popular? Okay, he might be popular. He's plus 140. Basically has the same odds to score as Saka. So, okay, maybe he will be popular. Okay, I'll say 20% for Iwani. But still, it's not overly popular. Maybe, okay, let's just say, what if this Nottingham Forest West Ham game is 3-2? Just plug in Taiwo, plug in Gibbs White, or you got Hudson-Odoi, Longa there. Those guys won't be popular because there's other options to play. Maybe this is the JWP slate. How popular is he going to be given, I don't know. Kudus, I think this is a great spot for Kudus. I'm probably going to be playing Kudus. Also, probably going to be playing Bowen. I don't know. It feels like I've just pointed out multiple guys in every team that I want to play, and that's kind of slate it is. I think you just got to pick your spots. I think that's just what this is. You got to pick your spots. Maybe you play multiple lineups. Maybe you only play one lineup, but pick your spots and go from there. Maybe this Newcastle-Bournemouth match kind of feels like the one that's least likely to be extremely back and forth. Though, granted, Arsenal, Burnley will probably be one-sided, but I don't know. If you have any questions, rotowire.com/chat. Hit us up in the Discord. That's all I got for this one. Thank you for watching. Unfortunately, again, we did this last week. Some people complained this week. We're not getting these slates out on time from DraftKings. We could get Ryan Jordan, Jack on the show, but DraftKings just aren't releasing these slates on time. We got these prices. I think it was after 3 p.m. Eastern. A week ago, we had an email that all of our subscribers were sending out to DraftKings, and it seemed to work a little bit. Now it's back to usual, and we got this late slate release. So unfortunately, that's the case right now, and that's why I'm doing a solo show. So unfortunately, you had to listen to me talk to myself for 40 minutes, but hopefully that helped. Hopefully you're going to win some money tomorrow. Hopefully you will get a RotoWire subscriber getting that KOTP ticket. But thank you for watching. You can find me, ask any questions, at RotoWire Soccer, at RotoZadroik. Also, we're going to have the article up, rotowire.com/soccer trial, 48-hour trial. Good luck, everyone. See everyone in the Discord.